News. Thanks to station sponsor OzTip Recycling. For fast skip-in delivery at the best price. Book online now at oztiprecycling.com.au.
It's 8 o'clock. Good morning. I'm Anita Savage. Ensuring tenants have a free and convenient way to pay their rent will be part of a suite of reforms being finalised by the New South Wales Government. Jefferson Shaw reports.
The state government says it's heard too many stories of tenants being given limited options to pay rent without incurring fees. Under the proposed changes, property owners and agents would be required to offer free payment options such as bank transfers and the Commonwealth Government's centre pay. Reforms making it easier to have pets in rentals will also be incorporated into the bill. The reforms already include the previously announced ending no-grounds evictions and crackdown on fees for background checks. The draft legislation will be introduced next month. Jefferson Shaw, Hope News.
More hazard reduction burns are being planned for Sydney's northern beaches and Penrith in the west today as fire crews make the most of favourable conditions. The meatworks fire at Oxford Falls remains at advice level and is still being controlled by fire crews, having spread to almost 150 hectares. A man will face court today following a police chase through Sydney's west early this morning. Officers tried to pull over the sedan on the M4 at Homebush West at around 2:20 a.m. before a pursuit was initiated. The vehicle collided with another car at an intersection before it was stopped a short time later. A 19-year-old driver was arrested and has been charged with numerous offences, including drink driving. His 19-year-old passenger was not hurt. A member of the Australian Federal Police has been charged with attempting to pervert the course of justice. The employee is also facing charges of making a false accusation of an offence, obtaining property by deception and traffic-related offences. They've been suspended from duty and are due to appear in the ACT Magistrates Court today. This year's federal budget will deliver a bigger surplus than had been anticipated. Michael Packey reports.
The May budget predicted a surplus of $9.3 billion, but we're being told the final budget outcome will show an improvement on this forecast. Labor says the surplus is being driven by reduced government spending as tax receipts dry up, highlighting weaker company profits. The budget outcome will also show a decline in gross debt for the last financial year. It'll come in at $906 billion compared to expectations it would exceed $1 trillion.
New polling shows voters are turning away from federal Labor in New South Wales and Victoria. Liz Daniels reports from Parliament House in Canberra.
When it comes to the performance of our leaders, we've got new analysis of Resolve polling for the Sydney Morning Herald and The Age, which shows that Anthony Albanese and Peter Dutton are neck and neck as preferred Prime Minister, with a huge 30% undecided. Labor's primary vote, though, has fallen to 28%. That's down 5 points since the 2022 election. And if that translates across the country on a two-party preferred basis, it is looking like a minority government could be returned after the next election.
More commuters are opting to ride on Sydney's new metro line, easing pressure on train services. Dusty Fitzpatrick reports.
The data reveals more people are ditching traditional rail for the metro. Transport for New South Wales reports North Sydney Station took the biggest hit, with a 40% fall in the number of commuters through the turnstiles, followed by St Leonard's, which has had a 26% drop. Despite the decline at the city's train stations, the overall number of people opting for public transport has risen. Sydney Transport says the metro is encouraging people who would usually drive to catch other types of transport, such as buses, to connect with the driverless trains.
Hope Sport.
Carlos Alcaraz has secured tennis's Laver Cup for Team Europe with a two-set win over Taylor Fritz in Berlin. And in netball, England has upset Australia 61-59. The three-game series is now level at 1-1.
Hope weather.
A sunny day, light winds becoming northwest to northeasterly 15 to 20 kilometres an hour early this afternoon. Heading for a top of 27 degrees in the city, 29 degrees in the west. Right now it's 16 in the city and 15 in the west. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a top of 25. Wednesday, a top of 30 degrees before a late shower. And that is the latest Hope News. I'm Anita Savage.
Hi, I'm Amy from SMBC. This week on Salt.
It was really nerve-wracking and really anxiety-driven. So that led to me pretty much spiralling pretty badly in terms of just anxiousness. I just didn't know how to deal with that. So I broke pretty spectacularly.
My guest this week is a regular guy from the Central Coast with a heartbreaking challenge. The birth of Desmond's son should have been the happiest occasion, but instead it led to the verge of suicide. Drop in for our chat and hear Desmond's story this week. I can't wait for you to meet him. You can listen to Salt, Conversations with Amy, wherever you get your podcasts and at hope1032.com.au.
Need a skip bin delivered on time and on budget? Call Austip Recycling. We have a range of skip bins available for immediate delivery, from infrastructure projects to household cleanups. If you need it, we've got it ready to go. Austip, delivering is our promise. Recycling is our passion. That's why we're managing waste today for a cleaner tomorrow. Austip Recycling. Fast skip bin delivery at the best price. Book online now at austiprecycling.com.au. Station sponsor.
Here's Melissa Brown, principal at Covenant Christian School.
At Covenant, we know that Christian education in the early years makes a difference. We have the privilege of partnering with Christian families to form and shape the way a child will see the world right from the very start of schooling. We want our students to know that living with Jesus as Lord puts every part of life and education in its proper place. Come and see for yourself how a rigorous Christian education makes a difference, especially in the early years.
Station sponsor, Covenant Christian School.
That's got all lanes back open for the airport tunnel inbound towards Foreshore Road following an earlier multi-vehicle crash. Delays are stacked up all the way through to the M5 East in Kingsgrove. Old Toongabby, Old Windsor Road lanes back open after a breakdown. Come see the team at 4K RV Campbelltown and ask them about the Australia-made Aveda motorhomes on offer. For quality Aveda motorhomes, visit avedarv.com.au. Station sponsor, I'm Nick Buffino, taking another look at Sydney traffic in 15 minutes on Hope 103.2.
Can you believe they let us do this?
Oh, you're in for the best show.
Oh, Tiff!
Brendan, I need you to breathe. Yep, he's gone. Okay, guys.
Mark's on.
Oh, Shania.
Debbie, all right, let's do this.
Hope Breakfast.
1, 2, 3, 4. With Brendan and Danny Bell.
Hey, later this hour, Oz Comic Con was held over the weekend. We share a scoop about some of the trendy costumes this year.
It's all about the costumes. Have you seen
always.
Them?
Yes. I mean, I've seen the ones in America. Went wild.
Nuts.
But didn't realise it was here in Australia.
Australia gets behind it big time, and they are elaborate.
Gone. Oh my gosh.
This is not just an outfit that they've grabbed from Spotlight or Amazon.
Absolutely not.
These are crafted with hours and hours and hours to look like their famous heroes in
we
movies,
could have
comics,
gone.
Everything.
Imagine.
We could have.
I could have gone
who
just
would have
as,
gone as?
Like Loki's sister or something, you know?
He's not even in it yet. But hey, the writers might be there and go, that girl that just walked in, she's on to something.
We should cast her.
Yeah, cast her right now. Get her details. But hey, up next, a wildly popular bakery is opening another location and the lines are going to leave you waiting for hours.
Oh, no.
So how do you feel about waiting in lines?
Oh.
Yeah. I'm not a line guy. Will not do it.
Oh,
I see
mind.
A line and I'm like, I think I might move on to the next location.
Really?
Or I'll just hold on to the bathroom and not go to the bathroom for a bit longer.
There's so many dependents. So we'll chat about that.
No, not at all. But yeah, you'll have the opportunity to weigh in next because we want to know your thoughts when it comes to waiting in line.
Yeah, I'm finished.
dragging them down to earth, a California feeling, feeling, feeling.
Len and Stella here on Hope Breaky with Brendan and Danny Bell.
1-300-40-2020. How long are you willing to wait in line for? Because a bakery in Queensland has opened a brand new doors for a new location, which has seen people wait up to 2.5 hours to get in.
No, come on. That's ridiculous.
They have over 1.9 million TikTok followers.
Don't care.
Videos amassing over 20 million views. So when this new location was announced, people flocked for the opening day and has still seen the lions going round the block for ages since.
That's just irresponsible with your time. 2.5 hours for a cookie? With chocolate inside. Okay.
When you're in like the food court of, you know, shopping center or something, and you're like, oh, I've got to grab some lunch, and you go down the food court and you see all the lines at all the venues. Do you line up? Like, do you see that line and go, yes, I'm going to line up? Or you're like, no, that is too much of a wait. I'm going over here.
Well, I have a couple of options for this situation.
All right. Paint me a picture.
If I'm with other people.
Yes.
We divide and conquer.
Ah, very good.
So if there's maybe two or three options that we like out of the seven, let's say, we'll split and go wait in line. And whoever's the fastest in moving, then we'll run over, which sucks for the rest of the people behind them.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so we'll do that. Or if I'm by myself, I'll just kind of give it 5 minutes and watch the lines.
Yes.
And see which one's moving faster. That's kind of my hack is I'll do that. And then I'll just jump in line. The thing is, okay, I'm not waiting for 2.5 hours, fam. That is redonkulous. I would rather wait, I'll wait 15 minutes, 10 to 15.
Right.
For if I'm doing lunch. This is like, I'm looking at the photo of the cookie that's filled, like it's huge, filled with chocolate. Bro, go home and make it.
Yeah, but they probably have to wait just as long to make it themselves and they could line up and then get one.
You will make them in an hour. 2.5 hours, drive back home. No, sorry, go to the grocery store, buy all the things, drive home. You will be done enjoying the cookies with a scoop of ice cream within 2 hours.
What about if it's a line at, like, online? You're going to get tickets for an event and it says, you know, tickets start to be released.
Yeah.
And then you get, and it says, you are 20,000th in the line.
Depends how much of a fan you are. Hashtag AFL. We did that 3 weeks ago, whenever it was. And we
waited 5 minutes.
Yeah. What? No, but when we went on, you went on one computer, I went on another.
Yep.
We logged into whatever, and it said, I think it was like 10,000 people are in front of you. And you're like, oh, my gosh, that's wild. But once you're in there and you just wait a little bit,
but it moves along,
which actually happens with lines as well for different restaurants.
If it moves, that's what stimulates you. You're like, yes, it's moving.
Yeah, but you've got to get in the line to do that.
Oh, totally.
You've got to be in it to win it.
But I've jumped on lines and then be like, okay, we haven't moved far. All right, I'm out of here. I'll just tap out. I'm not going to worry.
Is that the same for, like, if you're lining up for Macca's or something like that? And the line's long? Do you go, forget it, I'll go to KFC?
I'll go somewhere else. Yeah, 100%. I'm like, that's too much for life.
But how funny that that's different to if we were actually like in a shopping center and we were going to go, oh, I'll just go wait in line. But if you're driving and there's literally six cars in front of you, like, absolutely not. How funny is that?
Now that drive-thru is full, I'm not going through there. All right, 1-340-2020. How long are you willing to wait in line? Or text us on 0448-402020.
I woke up with a broken heart in my chest. I couldn't sleep, couldn't get no rest. Weighed down by the heaviness of life. And I try to shake it, flipping through my phone. But all it does is make me feel more alone. How could anything that feels so wrong be right? 7 billion voices separate us. But only one can show us who we are. We are made in the image of, made in the image of God. Beautiful shades of love. We are made in the image of, made in the image of God. That's where the light comes from. Yeah. We all need the same medicine. We all need another second chance. There's no first in line at the foot of the cross. Father, forgive me. Show my concrete heart. We are. Made in the image of, made in the image of God. Yeah.
We are messengers here on Hope Breaky with Brendan and Danny Bell.
At 1-340-2020, how long are you willing to wait in line? And as we launch this phone, popping up on the screens here in studio was live cross to the people who lined up and slept out overnight waiting for tickets to the AFL Grand Final. Overnight.
I don't know if I'm doing that. I love the AFL, look, obviously.
Yeah, but people used to do it for Apple. The latest Apple iPhone, they'd line up overnight.
I still wasn't that person, but I know people who did that.
Would you line up overnight for anything?
Nah.
No. Nah.
That was pretty easy. Someone just texted in saying, I'm a twin who was born second, so birth was the longest time that they waited in line.
That is good.
That's good.
But I haven't got the patience. Just can't do it.
You don't have the patience.
Thank you.
I know that for sure.
Someone works with me. They see what goes on.
Oh, yeah.
But, hey, this message in from John that says, when it comes to lines, again, like Danny Bell said, it depends on what you're waiting for. For me, if it's just a piece of food or something like along those lines, I'm not going to wait for that long, no matter how hungry I am. Often hunger will take over, and that'll be my focus. When it comes to concert tickets or seeing someone who I really, really want to see live, then I'm happy to wait for a while.
Pamela just texted in. Very good point. Lining up at a shopping centre food court is different to a drive-through. Once you're committed to the drive-through, there is no way out. You are stuck no matter how long the wait. Yeah, exactly. Because you're like, six cars. Nope. Yeah.
Yep. But you always see that one person that's like, they're almost bunny hopping in the line. You're like, oh, yeah, they're getting impatient.
Or they don't know how to drive their manual.
Yeah, that's right. And then you see the L plate and you're like, oh, okay, maybe they're not in such a rush.
Hope Breakfast with Brendan and Danny Bell on Hope 103.2.
Little Amigos Kids Cafe is a fiesta of fun for little ones with stacks of interactive play zones like the ball pool, play kitchen, pamper parlour, fire truck and farm. Go on a safari aboard our train and meet fun jungle animals. Then enjoy a delicious snack or meal in the cafe. It's a world full of family fun for everyone. Come for a play or book a party at station-sponsored Little Amigos Kids Cafe, Cullingford Court and Penrith Westfield. Or littleamigos.com.
Traffic is very heavy through Richmond this morning. Lennox Street has been shut eastbound with a car and pedestrian crash. That's at East Market Street. Allow extra travel time for the area. Granville, Parramatta Road, all lanes back open after a breakdown westbound at Good Street. Toongabby, looks like we've got a crash on Fitzwilliam Road eastbound affecting traffic towards Reynolds Street. And Old Toongabby, Old Windsor Road is heavy southbound after a breakdown has cleared off. Still very slow back at Seven Hills Road. I'm Monique Bovino taking another look at Sydney traffic in 15 minutes on Hope 103.2.
Sydney's
Hope 103.2.
See you.
Florence and the Machine here on Hope Brekkie with Brendan and Danny Bell.
And sometimes there are articles or there are conversation pieces on things like Reddit and various other sites that kind of grab our attention, not for the story itself, but for the hilarious comments
the
that
reactions.
People weigh in. Right, the reactions that go next level.
Yes.
One such story is this latest one where a person posted a photo of the beloved Arnott Scotch Finger Biscuits.
Oh, yum.
Now, the point of contention came in the photo where the person has a bowl.
Okay.
Beautiful white bowl.
Beautiful white
bowl. And it's filled, you know, it's picturesque. They're making a moment out of this.
Right.
And they have split the Scotch biscuits in half.
Hold on.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
Except they didn't split it into fingers.
What?
They snapped it in half. So it's two mini fingers.
What are you doing? There's literally a crease down the middle for you to cut it.
And that is exactly what the people are saying in the comments.
That's
and
funny.
It has erupted. Hilarious comments like, my friend stores the Scotch fingers like this. Should I call the police? Another person says, you don't need this negativity in your life. Cut that friend off. Another is, is this how Italians feel when spaghetti gets split in half?
Oh, sure. Why are you splitting your spaghetti? That's a whole other conversation.
But yes. Right? And then another one is, I've never considered that this would be an act of a serial killer, but I would be very wary of this friend.
Oh, my gosh. There's literally help. They crease
yes,
it
they
down
do.
The middle
yep.
for you to just snap it in half, fam. Snap it down the middle.
I love one of these comments right here that says, I would have said call the police, but then I realized this is not food. It is art. It depicts how everything delicious will be broken. We are meant to feel horrified.
Oh my gosh.
It should be sold to a gallery for $3 million.
Wow.
Again, the comments are just casually giving us life. Here's Need to Breathe to take us the news. That's next.
I can't let go. Maybe now it's time to cut my losses. Move on, move on, move on. Oh, I can't believe how long it's lasted. I could feel it carving up these bones. There's a part of me that can't get past it. I know.
Need to Breathe here on Hope Breaky with Brendan and Danny Bell. It is 8:30 with a news update. Anita Savage, good morning.
Good morning. Landlords will no longer be able to reject pets without a valid reason under a proposed shake-up of the state's rental laws. They'll also have to give tenants a fee-free way of paying their rent. A bus service for cancer patients, NDIS participants and the over 65s on the Central Coast has shut up shop unexpectedly. The Central Coast Community Transport, which ran the free Shirley Shuttle, gave locals less than 24 hours notice it would be ceasing operations last week. A 19-year-old man is due in court today, accused of drink driving while leading police on a chase through Sydney's Inner West early this morning. Officers tried to pull over the sedan on the M4 at Homebush West before the car collided with another vehicle. A member of the Federal Police Force is being accused of attempting to pervert the course of justice, making a false accusation of an offence and obtaining property by deception. The employee has been suspended from duty and is due in court today. And more hazard reduction burns are being planned for Sydney's northern beaches and the west today in Penrith as fire crews make the most of favourable conditions. The Meatworks fire at Oxford Falls remains at advice level and is being controlled by fire crews, having spread to almost 150 hectares. Burns will be conducted in Palm Beach today and Penrith. And I'll have more news at 9 o'clock.
Thank you, Anita. And up next, Comic-Con. It happened at the Sydney Showgrounds over the weekend with many people going, what kind of dress-up party is going on? Is there a themed birthday happening? Or maybe it's just a pre-costume party for some event later in the year. Who even knows?
A pre-costume party?
People were left wondering what was going on, but it was all deliberate with a whole range of people gathering to celebrate the great things about comics, the characters, and the movies that have come from them. We'll share some of the highlights about who was there and what happened next.
Hope Breakfast with Brendan and Danny Bell on Hope 103.2.
Hope 103.2's Care Line is a listening ear when you need it most. When life is overwhelming, when times are tough, when you just need someone to talk to who will listen, care and pray with you. You're not alone. The Hope 103.2 Care Line is there for you. Call 722 75533 to confidentially speak with one of our trained Hope 103.2 Care Line volunteers. 722 75533. Or at hope1032.com.au.
1 hour per fortnight. That's all they are asking. Catholic Care Western Sydney and Blue Mountains is looking for volunteers to give 1 hour of their time a fortnight to visit lonely elderly people. You'll receive training so you have the skills and knowledge to fulfil this important role. Station sponsor Catholic Care Western Sydney is offering you this great opportunity to bring joy into an older person's life. 1 hour per fortnight. That's all they are asking. Become a volunteer visitor and help end loneliness. Just go to catholiccarewest.com.
Here's Carl Faze with the Daily Nudge.
Around the world, in every football code, we continue to see alcohol-fueled dramas being played out in the press. Yet these young sports stars are only reflecting what is occurring on the streets and in the clubs of every major city every week. The vast majority of violence on the streets of large Western cities is alcohol-related. Statistics in Australia show that in the past few years there's been a 59% increase in alcohol-related emergency department cases. In 1 year, 40,000 drinkers were admitted to hospital. This trend will continue while an emerging generation celebrates through binge drinking. It's only as we grasp the truth of Jesus that we can find deep peace and can move away from binge drinking and change this tide of behaviour. A life of faith does not require alcohol in excess to make it worthwhile.
Carl Faze for DailyNudge.org. Hope 103.2, with you in the hustle and bustle of life.
Pressure mounting, heartbeat pounding, I start counting all the mountains I still have to climb, and it keeps me up all night. Second hand is in slow motion, information overloaded, wide awake and wide, but I've never been so tired. When all of my stars are broken, all of the dark starts
the sky.
You hit me like daylight, making me open my eyes. Your love is like every single color magnified. So, so, something like magic, changing my energy flow. Whenever the world around me starts to lose its glow, you light up like a light bulb.
Wake up slow, slept in my clothes, my eyelids. Sunshine, electric pop, all I ever need a full stop.
When all of my stars are broken, all of the dark stars closing, and all my heart you open up my sky, 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 sky.
Turn me all the way up, and when my world starts to go cold, you light up like a light bulb.
You turn me all the way up, yeah, you turn me all the way up, and when my world starts to go cold, you hit me like daylight, making me
Shepherd here on Hope Brekkie with Brendan and Danny Bell.
And over the weekend, Sydney Showgrounds were transformed into a big array of people dressed up in elaborate costumes, all featured in comics and movies. Now, yeah. It was the Oz Comic Con event.
Mm-hmm.
Packed out. The outfits this year included things like the Joker,
mm-hmm.
With Jack Nicholson's Joker. Popular for many of those dressed up. There were Star Wars people as well, characters there as well, a whole lot array of comic book characters as well. But have you ever been to one of these kind of events where they gather and celebrate icons?
I've always watched the highlights from the American Comic Con, which I think is in Vegas, and I've always wanted to go, but I completely missed this one that's in Sydney.
The costumes look like something out of the movies. It's looked like, that person, you've gone and grabbed that from the cupboard.
But there's people that are dedicated fans, and this is the event to stop all events, and this is why they go. They love the characters, they're dedicated to the characters, and so they come as their, inspirations, essentially.
Yeah. Who would you go as?
Well, thank you so much for asking. I love Marvel. So
you do?
I'd probably go as one of the Avengers.
Okay.
Probably one of the Avengers supporting roles.
A new character that you like.
Or maybe a new character.
I've got a new storyline for you.
We were literally just talking about Loki's sister. but I would probably go as Iron Man's, the Iron Woman. So Iron Man's wife, who came out in the last Avengers to help with the battle, the end battle. If you know what we're talking about, obviously you're a fan. But, yeah, I reckon Iron Woman, I'd come as her.
Would you go, make the costume yourself, or would you fully just find a really good one online and get
I don't have time to make it. I just look for it online.
See, I feel like half the fun would be making the costume.
Yeah, but you gotta have patience to do all that.
I don't. If you know Comic-Con's in a year, you've got a whole year to prepare.
Yeah, but My brain's weird where I'd be like, I've got a year. I'll have a look at it in 6 months.
And then two weeks before.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
I haven't got that sorted yet. I better look for something.
Oh, at least I'll do like 2 months.
True.
Later. True. But yeah, that's what I go. Who would you go as?
Oh, maybe Batman.
Batman.
He's my favorite.
I reckon I'd do the best Batman voice.
And then no one would know.
Yeah. You do know.
Self-proclaimed Batman voice.
Hold on, let me give this character.
Okay, stop laughing. I'll put on some elevator music.
Benson, get the Batmobile.
As you laugh. Batmobile.
100%.
I cannot.
Yeah. Oh, so Batman.
Yeah, I reckon. Yeah, and I would have fun like trying to attempt it, making the costume.
Oh, no, you've got to do the costume. You've got to do the character, yeah. All the things.
And I would make it, and I would be out watching videos on how to mold the face mask and make my own and then paint it and put all the designs on it and then get the chips and the damage right on it, because I'd be like, oh, that's where Bane hit me in the big fight.
Oh, my gosh. All right.
Yeah, you go next level. I would study it. But then it would come down to which Batman costume I'd look.
Okay, so for my Iron Woman one, I do like the sound effects. You know, when he goes, he puts his hand out, he goes, like that. I'd get that sound effect.
Okay, you would have a hand. Yeah,
that was a really good
up.
Sound effect.
That was a very good sound effect.
Thank you.
You would have a hand that would light up.
Oh, both hands.
Okay.
And like the circle on his chest. Yes.
But I think I'm just going to put it out there right now.
What?
I think I would beat you in a costume thing.
Text us 0448 40 2020. If Brendan did his costume and I did mine, who would win?
Yeah, I would be making mine. Every fancy dress party
but
I've ever gone to.
You don't know who I know.
Get
I know people that can help me with the costume.
I've known you long enough. I wouldn't do it.
It's all of
classic Billy Joel here on Hope Breaky with Brendan, Danny Bell, and your favourite Ben McKechnie.
Monday morning, mates. How are you?
Oh, we are great.
Yeah, you look great.
Thank you. It's called a good sleep over the weekend. It gets you prepared for a Monday. But seriously, Ben, if you were going to Comic-Con, what would you dress up as?
As me, and that's not because I'm a superhero.
Oh my god!
That's not because of that. No,
you're
Danny
so
Bell. Danny Bell, come on! I'm just not a fancy dress guy.
Sure.
So a Comic Con is wasted on me. The amount of effort people would go to
is a lot of effort.
Is like not me. I'm sorry. I would just dress as me. Like I would apologize to people as I'm walking around. I'm not dressed as anybody. I'm just dressed as me.
Yes, walking through, saying.
Yeah, sorry. Here sorry,
I am.
Sorry, Joker and Thor over there.
Thor, stop it.
I wouldn't. No. Sorry about that.
What? How do you feel
next
about
question?
Like theme days? Like when they, you know, because we did some before here at Hope where we had like an 80s morning and a 90s morning.
I mean, some of my wardrobes like that anyway, so I just coincide with the day.
It works better for you.
It doesn't really resonate with my core, Danny Bell.
Brendan, you're the worst for the dress-up days in the office.
I thought I was the worst.
No,
colour, because that's boring.
Excuse me?
Colour's not boring.
During Appeal, the last one, we had a really lovely, floral deck. Like, wear something with a flower or whatever.
Oh, yeah, even I did that.
A bit more creative. Give
Brendan,
me a theme.
Brendan came in his normal clothes.
Be more creative. Is that what you're saying to the social committee here? 100%. More creative. Why don't you get on the social committee and be more creative? Hey, Danny Bell?
They rejected my ideas because it was too much. Dream big, they said, and then they shut me down.
This guy, absolutely not. Every single dress-up thing at work, there was a Are You Okay Day? We all wore yellow. What did Brendan come in? His normal clothing. No yellow in sight. Well, so don't you come at me.
Did I stand out? Did I create a memorable moment? Yes.
I'm still imagining you storming into that meeting and everyone saying, think big. All right, I will. And you did, and it was too much.
And
they never asked you back again.
Charlene texted in because we asked the people, Benny.
Yes.
Because I wanted to be Pepper. Pepper Potts from Iron Man.
Sure.
If I was like Iron Woman,
Gwyneth Paltrow,
right?
That played in the Iron Man, that character, Pepper Potts.
Yes. And if Brendan dressed up as Batman, who would actually win? And so we asked people to text in. So Charlene texted in. I feel like Danny Bell is definitely, and I feel offended by this, Charlene. I feel like Danny Bell is definitely the She'll Be Right costumer as she grabs a towel and drapes it over her shoulders as a cape. But Brendan is definitely downloading the pattern now and getting to work with the sewing machine and molding foam sheets. That's awesome.
100%.
You are that person, actually.
I am that person.
That's a reasonable assessment. I mean, I think you'd throw a bit more effort in than that, Danny Bell.
A towel.
You'd at least go with a bed sheet.
That's why I'm offended.
Or
Charlene.
A curtain.
Yep. Then you go out and buy a new towel as your cape.
Thank you, Ben.
Yes.
At least a brand new one. That's not like ripped or anything. Benny, lines. Would you wait in lines?
Yeah. I love a good line. Like, I think
really?
They're the mark of civilization.
No.
Yeah. Haven't you been to other countries where they just don't seem to believe in queues? And I get so affronted. I'm like, what is happening? Like, why are people, why is first in best dress not applying here? Like, what?
Oh,
I don't know
right.
what to do. No. So I love a good line.
We were chatting about this off air, but I remembered that I actually was in a line for a long time back in 2010 when I auditioned for Hairspray the musical.
How long?
It was from 9 a.m. The call time was 9 a.m. to get there, and we didn't get asked to audition until 2:30 p.m.
Whoa!
So we're waiting, and it was at Carriage Works, so we're sitting outside in the sun waiting.
And
that's the longest.
Do you make mates in the line, or given you're going in for an audition?
Yes.
Really, I thought it'd be more competitive than
still,
that, and you
I
get
still,
your game face on for like what was that 5.5 hours?
I still have friends today. Because we all became
from that line,
yeah. Because we all became Facebook friends, and we still like check in. It's really nice.
And is actually. That what you share? The fond memories of being in the line for 5.5 hours. Remember that day that we met?
No, because when we talk about life and
all right, more than the line, yeah.
And other things that they've gotten into. But yes, that's the longest line I've ever.
And you'll notice that we haven't asked about how the audition went
because it's not
relevant to the story.
It was a fun experience, but didn't get it that time. But that's fine.
Ben, what's happening on the show after 9?
I don't know. How many minutes have I got? 10 minutes? Should have plenty to happen after. Oh, I heard. Oh, no, Brendan, I did. Danny Bell, come back. I heard that there's a significant, major, massive change coming to New South Wales that will affect everybody, particularly in their local area. Phew. Saved it. So we're going to talk about that after 9.
I've never seen you so flustered, so I'm keen to see what happens after 9. Good luck.
Hope Breakfast with Brendan and Danny Bell on Hope 103.2.
Find MacArthur's best at your doorstep. Angus Bristow Village is the perfect location to downsize into retirement living, but there are only four villas left. Station sponsor Angus Bristow is just minutes from restaurants, cafes, shops and more. And you can find peace of mind knowing that home services and aged care are on site if your needs ever change. Inquire now. These quiet, connected three-bedroom villas will soon be gone. Visit angusbristowvillage.org.au.
This spring, start your retirement journey at station sponsor St. Hedwig Village, where an exceptional lifestyle meets incredible value. Join us on Saturday the 28th of September between 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. Tour the remaining apartments in Stage 1 that start from just $475,000 and discover the joy of living in a stylish yet affordable apartment in an enviable location. Visit sthedwigvillage.com.au for more information. $475,000 is the starting price for a one-bedroom apartment. You may need to pay a departure fee when you leave the village.
Traffic is very slow this morning through Castle Hill with a truck breakdown southbound Old Northern Road approaching Castle Hill Road. Richmond Lennox Street shut eastbound. Car and pedestrian crash at East Market Street. Heavy traffic for the Rosedale Link inbound towards the Anzac Bridge. Victoria Road struggling both ways at Lyons Road. Over the Ryde Bridge is heavy back from Morrison Road southbound into Rhodes. And Ermington Silverwater Road across southbound from Spurway Street towards Holker Street. I'm Monique Bovino taking another look at Sydney traffic in 15 minutes on Hope 1032.
Hope 1032.
You got all that emotion that's heaving like an ocean, and you're drowning in a deep dark well. I can hear it in your voice that if you only had a choice, you would rather be anyone else. I love you just the way that you are. I love the way you made your precious heart. Be kind to yourself. Be kind to yourself. I know it's hard to hear it when that anger in your spirit is pointed like an arrow at your chest. When the voices in your mind are anything but kind, and you can't believe your father knows best. I love you just the way that you are. I love the way he's shaping your heart. Be kind to yourself. Be kind to yourself. Can't expect to be perfect, it's a fight you gotta forfeit. You belong to me, whatever you do. So lay down your weapon, darling, take a deep breath and believe that I love you. Be kind to yourself. Be kind to yourself.
Andrew Peterson here on Hope Breaking with Brendan and Danny Bell. And Brendan,
Danny Bell,
where are we going?
We are out of here for the next 2 days.
2 days.
Yeah, we're heading up to the CMAA Awards tomorrow night. So we will not be in tomorrow or Wednesday.
We're back on Thursday.
We will be back on Thursday, hopefully with a great story and a result to share.
Yes,
because we've been nominated for an award.
Yay, fam.
Come on.
That's thanks to all of you as well.
Yeah.
So grateful for our listeners, for those who have been on the journey with us for the last 8.5 months, which is wild.
Yeah.
I mean, with Brendan especially for nearly 3 years. So, yeah, we're going to go tomorrow and sit with our peers and enjoy a great night and see if we have a great result
as
well.
Yes, nominated for Emerging Talent. So we'll tell you all the results on Thursday and everything that happens. Until then, Aaron will be looking after breakfast for us.
Thanks, Aaron.
Be kind to him.
Yes, like the song. Be kind to yourself and to Aaron. Okay,
and to Aaron. But we'll be back on Thursday. Until then, love ya.
Love ya.
News. Thanks to station sponsor Spannenberg & Son, your home renovation and extension specialist since 1971. Visit www.yourhomeextension.com.au.
It's 9 o'clock. Good morning. I'm Anita Savage. A rental shake-up could see pets allowed in properties and fee-free methods of paying rent in New South Wales legislative proposal. Jefferson Shaw reports.
The state government says it's not fair that tenants are being charged additional fees to pay rent, particularly under cost of living pressures. The new laws to be introduced by the Minns government next month would ensure tenants have free ways to pay, such as bank transfer or centre pay. Owners also wouldn't be able to refuse pets without reason, although they could decline in certain situations. The package will also include ending no-grounds evictions and a crackdown on fees. Jefferson Shaw,
Hope News.
A smoke alert's been issued for Sydney as firefighters make the most of calmer conditions to conduct hazard reduction burns. The Rural Fire Service is continuing to mop up a burn that got out of control on the northern beaches over the weekend. Jack Hahn reports from Beacon Hill.
This bushfire continuing to burn this morning. Crews hoping to take advantage of favourable conditions to mop up the rest of the fire. There will also be a series of hazard reduction burns conducted right across the metro area today, including in Sydney's west, with a burn planned for the Northern Road in Penrith, as well as a burn planned for a park in Palm Beach. Crews hoping that the conditions today will be more favourable. Yes, we're looking at a high of about 27 degrees, but the wind shouldn't be too much of a factor given that. We only have moderate fire danger. That's really the lowest rating on the scale when we're talking about spring and summer. The next day we have high fire danger will be on Wednesday.
A teenager is being accused of drink driving while leading police on a chase through Sydney's inner west early this morning. Madison Scott reports from Homebush.
A police chase has come to a crashing end in Homebush. The driver of a luxury performance car was allegedly drink driving and trying to evade police when the pursuit began on the M4. His Mercedes then collided with an SUV on the corner of Centenary Drive and Marlborough Road.